Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome into episode 50 of Coffee and Shell. Essentially, this is the first episode of NHL 23. I am Sleeves, joined by my co-host Kesso and Padre. And as we always do, let's hear how the boys are doing. Kesso, we'll start with you. How are things going?
Dude, life is great. I'm struggling, man. I have to be honest. At some point this week, I was just tired, and I was like, do I want to quit all of this stuff? Like, I'm watching people post, like, 10 videos a day, you know, like, half-assing it and stuff. Like, not you.
I'm like, the shots are coming out of me.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can. And then I realized, like, I have to stop comparing myself to these people that do it, like, literally all day for their job and just enjoy it. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to have fun. So that's how it is. That's how things. Oh, and I got front page on Twitch yesterday thanks to the 23 hours of Chell.
Dude, talk about that, dude.
Yeah, man. So the EA put on 23 hours of Chell. So an hour for, you know, each block, 23 content creators. You had the time slot before me. Once again, I'm picking up your sloppy seconds.
That's
with
okay.
This content
I was more
stuff
than happy to host you for that. That was good. I liked that.
Yeah. So I had the 6 o'clock time slot. Mm-hmm. Clappy hooked it up with front page access.
Yep.
So all of a sudden I see like 10,000 people watching my stream, which is the most I'll ever get. Like, I'll never be 10% of that. And at some point, I just fed Henry candy corns on stream, which is pretty great.
Picture.
So I think that's like the next level of my my content, is just like feeding him on stream.
Yeah.
And just quitting the NHL stuff.
That's it, man. That's the dream. I brought my dog on stream during the subathon for like 10 minutes, and everyone just lost their minds in chat. So it's all about just the pets, man.
It's the only thing that matters.
Padre, you are the one that technically has had the baby the most recent. So how's it going over there with two in the household now?
It's good. It's not so much the second kid. It's more so the first kid and just keeping her entertained while, you know, we spend time with the second kid now. And it's just, I don't know. It's just her life changed more than I feel like ours did. I've already been through it once. My wife's been through it once. And like Kessa's going through it for the first time. Once you go through it the first time, the second time, it's not as bad, I think, at least.
Your expectations are already set.
Yeah, especially now that my wife's not working. So it's like, I just go to work and I don't, you know, it's not like we're trying to like run to the babysitter or the nanny or my mom or my dad, like whoever.
Yeah.
It's just a lot easier. But yeah, it's, Kessel, I'll tell you this, buddy. You said like, you know, everyone else is posting stuff. I kind of hit that wall last year where I'm not a content creator like you guys are, obviously, and especially you, Sleazy, but I was always a competitive player. And not that I still feel like I can beat all the top guys. It's not like I'm worried about it, you know, like if I play them. I just don't think I'm as consistent as I used to be, and I can't play in all the tournaments. But I hit that point where it's kind of like, well, you know, I'm still like really good, but I'm now the best dad in the game, and now I got some competition.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Now you're the best content creating dad in the community now, so you don't have to worry about like, you know, being like everybody else. Everybody else doesn't have kids. So you're juggling all the balls, you know what I mean? So it's
juggling
pretty,
a lot of balls.
Pretty impressive.
Dude, they got to add the 30 and over division for GWC. Then we'd have a chance.
Hey,
listen, I thought about this, and only the small, like Sleaze always says, a small percentage of the community that would enjoy this. We should have like the senior, like, you know how they have the senior PGA tour? We need a senior top
master,
10 player list.
The Masters division?
Yeah. Yes. Like a senior top 10 players list. Like, you know how Saphir does his top 10 players? Me and Kesso are for sure on the senior tour.
Oh, yeah, man.
We have to be. We have
you
to
know
be.
You know what's funny, man?
Hey, technically, I'm on the other one, but...
you are on the other one. I forgot.
When GWC, like, the first 2 years, like, in 2019, there was always, like, that random older guy that no one knew. I think his name was Dreezy, and he almost beat Gren. Oh, I can't remember the other one. There was that Fisher Cell, I think his name was, or something from the U.S. I don't know. I can't remember. There's always this random older guy. So I definitely think there should be a Masters division. I agree. I am in hour 14 of the subathon. I'm not going 40 days like I did last time. This is capped at 7. So I've got another like 10 hours on the docket right now so far. So I'm a little tired, but let's pick up. Well, you guys will pick up the slack. All right. So
yeah, for sure. Oh, here, one thing I do want to mention,
yes,
though. This podcast is sponsored by Gamer Saloon.
Yeah.
GamerSaloon.com, guys. So Gamer Saloon, you can deposit money, play against other players for money. It's one of the ways that Daddy Padre and I got so good at the game. Amazing customer service. Love the website. Have been playing on it since 2008.
I saw that.
So it's what, year 14?
That was wild.
Yeah, right? So shout out to Gamer Saloon. They've been huge into the NHL community too for years. Like, you remember the Elite Eight they used to run sleeves with? I think you hosted
that
it.
That was my baby, man. That was so much fun. No,
yeah.
Saloon's really good. Anyone listening, if you ask every single competitive player, even the ones that are now, the new crew, Saloon is kind of where you get your start in competitive play. There's nothing like playing some money games, so check out Gamer Saloon. Not just for NHL, though, guys. You can pretty much do any game there. So link is down below on YouTube and on whatever spot. I think it's Spotify as well. So be sure to check them out. All right, guys, let's get into the launch. So launch has happened. Kind of a mess, in my opinion. I think that no one knew when like the EA Play 10-hour trial thing would start. And it just kind of randomly happened, which, you know, it is what it is. Kessel, let's get your takes early on launch of the game and things that you've noticed maybe in the community that you want to see fixed or that has gone well. Give me your takes there on launch.
So I don't know if I agreed with, like, it was a mess.
It was just
maybe
random.
I wasn't as in.
It didn't seem streamlined.
Nobody really knew when it was coming out. It came out early, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that's like kind of unknown is the loyalty pack rewards, right?
Yeah, that's the big one.
There's been, I don't know if I see that on the right of the screen, so I think that's what we're talking about in the launch. They had that on their website, like if you pre-order the game or whatever, like they could read how many copies of the game you've had, and now it's removed from their site, so I guess we don't know if people are getting loyalty packs.
Yeah, like from my understanding, so there's like two screenshots that are like going around, and the one was from the EA forums, man. The EA forums will just never go away.
I love the EA forums.
2022 and the EA forums.
We used to argue on there.
That's
probably 12
was,
years
man.
Ago.
That's where
me and Kessel used to go at it on there 100%. I know for a fact we did. That was the only place you could go back in the day.
Yeah, there was no Twitter back then. Like, there was, but like no one used it. So I was like, that's where you did your business, right? Like, but so there was an image posted a couple weeks ago. Someone randomly asked about loyalty rewards, and this community manager, but not Clappy. It was like there's many community managers that cover multiple games. From my understanding, when you looked at it, it literally looks like a copy and paste of what NHL 22 received. So it's like if you played NHL 20, you got X amount, 21, and then he just added 22. And then that obviously added some confusion because it doesn't look like that was a planned thing. Because then obviously once that was up for a few days, it got taken down. And there was no mention of it, and it just seems like it wasn't meant to. That was a mistake by the employee that was doing it on the EA forums. Because if you look at a lot of people, then also the other screenshot that's been going around is like it literally says loyalty rewards, and people are just posting what the loyalty rewards and not reading what the fine print is. And the loyalty reward was like 10% off of the game. Like if you read it all, so it was just it's not very clear. But this has been an extremely hot topic, and I'll be honest, like I don't think I've ever pulled anything out of those packs, but people bring up the point that it's free stuff that you can use for sets, and I can agree with that, especially now because I'm grinding, no money spent. So anything free stuff is good stuff, so I can understand why people are a little upset about it, and then the confusion of what's going on. There needs to be communication, whether it's going to be fixed or whether it's not. I mean, simply coming out and saying this was an error. Like, you know, I apologize. This was an error. Loyalty rewards. Let's be real. The loyalty, the pre-order bonuses that we got were the best we've ever gotten. The 4,600 points, the two hut build, the team builder cards. You know, the multiple free X factors. Like, in my opinion, I think that like this was the best loyalty rewards that we've or pre-order bonuses that we've gotten. So I think that maybe they just weren't doing it because you know they kind of upped those bonuses. But yeah, even just saying coming out and saying, hey, this was an error. We apologize. Here's a couple premium packs. You know, we weren't doing it, but here it is. And I honestly think that I expect that's what's going to end up happening now is, you know, they'll end up doing some sort of make right or something. But maybe it's an issue with, like, tech, you know? Like, maybe they don't.
Yeah,
you know,
it could be that. I think with what we got this year, like, I don't really care about it. I know it's a thing that they technically advertised. I saw somebody on Twitter that's like, hey, if you're mad about this, like, get a refund because it was like false advertising. Nobody that bought the game that didn't get a loyalty pack is going to return the game. You know, like, they're still going to play it.
I said the thing that I was not rattled about, but I want to see this energy about the presentation stuff. Did you see this? Padre, did you hear about this at all?
No, so, I heard about the loyalty stuff, though.
Yeah, the presentation, you know, it was hyped that we got all these new in-arena atmosphere things, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And someone was asking, there's like, a, I don't want to, I'm paraphrasing, so I might not have the accurate quote, but I haven't noticed very many new presentation stuff other than the glow sticks, essentially. But for what I got from that presentation thing was that all the arenas would have like kind of authentic, you know, like Montreal, like they put the torch down on the ice and it explodes, you know, the sharks come out of the shark head. And it looks like there's only six arenas that have updated presentation, just six. And they're random too. I think one of them's Carolina, one of them's Dallas, and there. And then there was a forum post because that's just where all the tea gets spilled on the
forums.
All
the
now.
Actual information is on the EA forums.
Someone posted on the EA forums that this is expected because people were like, "Hey, where is we can't turn on full? Like, there's an option to turn on full broadcast presentation and like condensed, and there's no way to turn it on, so it's just condensed except for these like six, and it's like." I'm more rattled about that because, again, crossplay ate up all the most of the resources to get in the game, and I understand that. But presentation was like the other thing, and man, if 16 like, we're gonna talk about gameplay in a little bit, but this is an update. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is simply an update at full price, which is tough to swallow for a lot of people. But
yeah, for sure.
All right, let's talk about gameplay. Padre, you played a little bit. I'm curious because you have a kind of a specific style of gameplay, and I'm kind of curious as to how your time playing the game went.
Okay. Real quick, too, the presentation. I'd love to know if the hat tricks work, but I can't score three goals with one guy.
So let's go!
Anyways, but no, I don't know. The gameplay, I'm going to be blunt. I'm going to be honest here, and this isn't ripping them or anything. It's just I feel like I'm kind of playing a tuner where the goaltending is very good, and I'm getting sick of seeing people that have never played the goalie position in their lives go around and say, well, the goalie should stop the back doors. Those goalies should stop the back doors. I'm sorry, but go to an NHL practice and go watch a goalie and look how many shots he lets in point blank. It's not as many as people think, and the back doors, those guys score on, I literally want to say like 85% of them. Maybe I'm even higher. So these people that are saying like, oh, you know, I'm glad they're, you know, I get it. That's fine. Like, because it's different than years past. But as a goalie, I think it's a little much. And obviously, you guys know, and Kessel, you're good at it. Sleeves, you've gotten good at it. The saucer pass I like to do from the corner. And it's frustrating that I've hit it probably, I want to say, I've only played 10 games. I got a late start. So, and I have crappy players too. So it's hard to say. But I've only hit it three or four times. It's and some of them I've had absolute rockets, like one tease, like on the knee, you know, going top titty, and it doesn't go in. I don't know what to do. And it's kind of sad because I feel like the game has come to the point where it's like, oh, you have a 2-on-1 instead of, you know, going back door. No, we're going to throw a turd on net. Like, that's not hockey. I mean, to an extent it is, but it's like, I'm watching little backhand muffins dribble their way to the goalie's pad and bounce off. And then even then I've been robbed on some of those. I just don't know what ways to score. There was like a weird wrap glitch I hit where, I don't know if you've hit it, guys, where you just go around the net on your backhand real quick. And in the goalie, like, it's like, here's the post and here's his pad and there's like a little hole right there and it kind of squeaks in. That's happened a few times. I know, like, Sleazy, you've talked about that goal line shot that you used to love, like, from 2 years ago.
No, shots at Snipes are back, yeah.
Yeah, that's back in the game. You know, I mean, there's some ways to score, but I just feel like the back doors, if you're leaving it open, you know, you should get punished for it, but I from what I hear, they're not going to make many gameplay changes, but that's kind of just the gist of what I've noticed in like the 10 games I played.
I think that like, so I agree, like backdoor one-timers, it's so funny because like for a decade, you know, a major complaint about people is like, that's all people go for. It's like, well, that's what they're doing when they're cycling the puck in the real NHL. But it's frustrating because that is the majority of like every goal, right? When you're playing someone online, like that's what it's been for like a decade. And I'll say this, like, I think that it's kind of refreshing that it is different. Like, we can all agree here that the gameplay is much different so far than 22 and even 21. Like, because of the backdoor. So what has happened is they put human goalie animations in the game. So in sixes, when you play goalie, if you go back, if you go across ice or whatever, they have these, like, you, like, you lay down your stomach, you make a huge glove save, like, you get over really fast. And that's what's impacting it, because all of those animations that were never in HUT or offline or, like, online that isn't sixes, though, they are now getting stopped. And, yeah, like, so, like, I'm only scoring low far side or rebound, and that's usually rebounds, or, like, it just snipes right in. And I think I want to wait, like, a month or two, because I think one-timers will start going in once we have 90, 95 and above, like, wrist shot power and accuracy, or slap shot power and accuracy. Like, I think that's another thing people aren't considering, is that when you go from, like, 99 HUT to, like, launch, shot totals are very low, and the goalie attributes are, if you're using, like, I use Shesterkin, and he's been unbelievable, but, which is crazy, because he's 6'1", and when was the last time he ever had, like, you know what I mean, like, that hasn't, he has, like, a 1.2 goals against in about 70 or 80 rivals games, so I've been playing really well with him. But yeah, like I think the types of goals are definitely weird, but it doesn't look like we're getting yet much change. And part of me is okay with that, because they've done years. I think it was NHL 20. What year was it where they made like 5 tuner changes? And the one was like, we're going back to beta.
It was the year that I met
21.
19. It was the year I met you in Toronto, whatever year that was.
That was NHL 19. No, NHL, yeah, it was NHL 19. Oh my god,
yeah, it was NHL 19. It was 19, because I remember me and Gren being we were gonna play each other, and I'm like, they just put in like 2 tuners.
Oh yeah, because they did it before the Caps tourney. I remember it was like mid. Yeah like there was multiple events.
Tesso and Josh were there, and they were hitting rap glitches left and right before the tournament started, and all of a sudden they patched it.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was wild. So like you run into a danger when they start doing that. For sure. So we'll see. There is a new gameplay developer. It's not Ben Ross is now kind of in charge of like the whole. I don't really know the rules, so I don't want to get it wrong. But he's more in charge of like I want to say everyone, not just focus on gameplay. So the new gameplay developer definitely has a vision. In conversations that we've seen with him, Kesso, in the game share program, he has a vision, and I feel a little bit more, faith or hype in that someone's like got a, you know, not just reacting to essentially what's going on in game. So.
Hey. Yeah, so before you go real quick, can I ask you guys something? If this is, like Sleazy said, where they gradually get better, you know, as the year goes on, I don't really mind that. I would almost like if it kind of like builds up as the players get better.
You're talking about one-timers and backdoors?
Yeah, just stuff. Yeah, like if that was the vision, you know, and they were like, hey, you know, like in the beginning, you're kind of going to get some muffins, you're going to get some flubs, you know, it's going to be a little bit more greasy hockey, I guess. But as you get, you know, better players and, you know, it's frustrating because hockey's, I feel like, the hardest game for this, because football, it's
so hard. Yeah, it's very hard.
Throw the ball. Baseball, it's no matter what, you're just hitting and pitching. It's, nothing changes, really. And this is the hardest game, and I will give them, you know, credit
AI
for that.
AI goaltender, too. Like,
cut them some slack, yeah. I guess, for that. But, I mean, just some of the saves I've seen. Like I said, the one that I don't know how many times I want to ask you guys, Kesso or Sleazy, the one that just cracks me up so much is when you go cross-crease and the goalie's on his stomach and he throws his paddle up.
Yeah.
And he stops an absolute piss missile, 90-mile-an-hour clapper with his paddle in the air. And I'm like, dude, I made one of those saves like twice in my life. You know what I mean? Like just pure luck. But anyways, Kesso, I'd love to hear what you think about this stuff.
Dude, I suck at this game right now. Like I'm almost
in
Division 1.
Too, so it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm giving it a month. So whatever I say over these next like 2 minutes or whatever, just don't take it. It's serious. The game kind of like, yeah, I know I'm going to get clipped because like, I don't, it's an uninformed opinion. The gameplay is kind of like broken and sucks, but I think it'll get better as we adjust. So like I was reading the chat. It was the issue.
I know, but now we have chat
live.
On. Yeah. Hey, for guys, we're reading live during my summer.
Yeah.
Time,
so like the cross crease is not working. Like I'm fine with that, but like a lot of things don't work. And it should work if it gets through clean. So besides that, there's a lot of ugly hockey where people like just straight line with like somebody with wheels or maybe somebody with unstoppable force. You poke it, you hit the guy, whatever. And there's a lot of incidental contact in these situations. And they pick up the puck between like 4 people and just like fire a shot in. Like there's just a lot of ugly hockey with some of the things not working. The most viable way to play is just like straight lining. And it's like boring, and I hate whenever I'm playing against somebody that's doing this because I'm like, why don't you use some creativity or anything? Like you're straight, I'm bored now. I'm just gonna sit in front of my net or play like the 1-4 trap, and it's just going to be a boring game. Like, why don't you try something else?
No, I agree.
So, yeah, like,
that I can get on board with.
Yeah, sure. That kind of sucks.
I'm curious to see as HUT progresses, because they haven't fixed this. They've lowered a progression so that we've started lower, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't fix the issue. That's a Band-Aid. It just prolongs the issue. Because once you get to 99 HUT, the game is completely different than what it is at launch, right? And sure. How many one-timers have you scored in D2D?
Zero.
I feel like the three of us are among the most that play this game regularly that take D2D one-timers, too.
Yeah, and I stopped taking them because they didn't work. Mm-hmm. So now I just wait for, like, a deflection, which they do kind of work.
The tips are cool. I still have a blast throwing tips, like setting it up.
That's fun. Another issue I have right now, there seems to be, like, a lot of broken animations with the hitting. You can line somebody up, like, to where last year, the year before, whatever. It should be, like, you give the person a concussion. I know you can't do that in the game. But sometimes, like, if they just wiggle their stick in the right way, your guy just, like, misses them and doesn't even clip them, even though you're making, like, dead-on contact. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
There's one deke. It seems to me like you can now deke and create time and space where you don't automatically lose the puck like in NHL 22, which I do like because it's more arcadey. It's more, there's more creativity. It's a video game, right? So I enjoy that more. And again, gameplay is all subjective. So what I like won't be what everyone likes and vice versa. So I kind of enjoy that, but there is some, I want to say it's the spin, where there's one where, like, if you get hit while you're spinning or in a certain animation, your guy will just kind of, like force move around. Like, he won't lose the puck, but he's, like, pushed, right? And it looks a little ugly. The short side snipes being back, once people get the hang of it, that'll be
ugly. Yeah, goal scoring will go up again, and then people will complain. There's just not that many ways to score, it seems. I really thought with our early access, like, we were playing, like, the goalies were bad. At some point over the summer leading into this release, it seems like they just tuned them up to, like, dude, I'm using an 82 overall Linus Allmark, is that his name, from Boston? The amount of crazies, like, I don't even have to play defense. Like, he just makes the most absurd saves. And he's not even a good goalie. Like, in
I have the
game.
74 overall Ben Bishop, and he's been
cooking. That thing's going for 10K.
Dude, like, he has like 50 aggression, right?
Yeah,
he's got like a 930 save percentage for me. Both my losses are 1-0 games, and I've outshot the kid 2-1, TOA 2-1. What do you guys think with the gameplay the way it is currently? What is the meta? I have big players. I have that Tyler Myers that has the fly, the zone, and he's like 86 or something speed. It's so funny. Every year, like, the first card they always give him is like a skating synergy. I don't know why, but they do. And he's actually, like, nasty. He, like, protects the puck. His pokes are spot on. Like you said, Kessel, with the hitting. I pulled that White Cloud randomly.
Oh, nice. And
damn.
And he's got like 90, 95 like body checking, and he does hit guys.
Okay, now, so that's what I was talking to Sleeves about it earlier, and I think it's because we use like lower players right now. That's why we can't hit.
Yeah,
I was gonna bring he that hit. Up. I think that is directly tied. A lot of people are using. So we're talking about meta specifically. Smaller players are definitely more viable, but I think that they're always viable at launch of the game because the big guys, their speed is hammered, right? Like, there's a gap because that's what it's intended to be. You don't see, like, the issue where the small guys are completely useless until the big guys get the 90 and above speed, right? Because once the small guys are capped and they hit 99 skating first, they can't go above 99. So now the big guys start to catch up a little bit, and then that's where you see where everyone bigger is the better player. I'm noticing, with the small players, if you have someone with elite edges, if you get in the corner, because of, like, that far side goal being, like, kind of, like, the go-to, it's very hard to knock them off the puck. But secondly, a lot of people are using faster players or, like, smaller guys. So, like, Cale Makar, for example. And if they don't have, like, 85 body checking or above, you can't bump them off the puck. And people are having a really hard time getting hits. I have, on my God Squad, I've got, like, all the team builders. And the team builders don't have above 90 speed. Like, they're all right around there. But their body checking is jacked. And if you, like, I will throw people with Tkachuk, Larry Murphy, even Duchesne, like, if I hit bump, it's not even the stumble animation. It's, like, the full, like, 90 degree, the guy's hunched over, like, he loses the puck, can't do anything. So, I think it is tied to the body checking stat and the big, like, if you have to have someone that has really high body checking to get that trigger. Because I agree, like, I think the bumps are just not really happening, but I think that is kind of because of launch and the players that everyone's choosing. Because Kesso talked about it, the straight line thing is, man, you get into close to Division One, and they start at the bottom right. They take their guy, the defenseman or whoever it is, straight to the top left, and they make one cut in the neutral zone, and then they go the other way. And like that's
it's like I want to just like punch these people through the screen because it's like you're not good doing this. So I had a very funny experience this morning, tying back to your team builder thing. Mm-hmm. So my daughter woke up at 6 a.m. Okay. So I got up at that. Yeah. It's weird to say that. So I fed her, you know, I gave her a bottle and then she went back to sleep.
Oh, you had dad
hours.
So it's
like
hours.
Dude, it's 6:30 a.m.
hours. Oh my God.
Dude, if Champs was here, I would add the 6:30 a.m. stream rolling. It would have been so much fun.
Dude, you would have been so much fun.
I know. So anyway, so I'm like, I'll play some Rivals game, 6:30 a.m. I search first game, Nippin' Biscuits, okay?
Get out of here.
Dude, Nippin' Biscuits. This guy spent over a grand on his team. He has all the team builders. I have my first line was like Bergeron, like Jared McCann, not the MSP, but like Base McCann.
Oh, Base McCann.
Yeah, Base McCann. And his first line's like Gretzky, Lemieux, and McDavid. I'm like, there's no chance. And I noticed the bumps because like every time he hit me, I went flying.
Yeah,
and I couldn't
you
even
flying.
Knock at it. I was like, I can't do this.
And it's funny because that goes again, ties back to like progression because again, base cards, they do a decent job of like the smaller guys that have speed. They're like Kane's body check is like 74, right? And as it goes along though, we're going to get to like everyone's got 90 body checking, so can't go any further. And because I think of the last chance puck movement, the bumps are not the stumble, bro. They're the like full on like it's like a WWE move where you're getting ready for the RKO. Like they're ready.
Dude,
for
you know what it is? Do you remember the Sean Avery dive whenever Jaromir Jagr like kind of bumped into him? If you guys haven't seen it, there's a YouTube video. It's the night Jaromir Jagr killed Sean Avery, and it's the biggest dive of all time. But that's what these bumps are like.
The three
people that know this are like laughing right now.
I'm wondering though, because I've only seen the dive animation, like the last chance puck movement, activate like twice for me because I'm not I don't know a situation in which you're trying to get it. Right. Like, I don't know if I'm getting chased by someone. I'm like, oh, I'm going to let him hit me real quick so I can get it activated. Right. So you're not like playing for it, but I'm wondering if because it's so egregious that if you double, that's like what it's meant for. Like, that's why it's happening so insanely funny. Like, that's why. And not a lot of people have those team builder cards. So you're not the player base isn't noticing yet. So I'm wondering during progression, because if it keeps up, we're 90 body checking and the bumps are like that, dude, the little guys in January, it's going to be worse than ever. Worse than ever, because they're going to get thrown around. It's wild.
Hey, real quick, my new pet peeve this year. So it used to be the Hut Champs thing, right? So the Hut Champs was the 20-0 people that would post on Twitter, or not even 20-0, like 18-2, they get top 20, and then I would give them crap about it because they have to get like virtual pats in the back from all their friends.
Twitter bio update.
Well, now my new thing, and I put Nippin' Biscuits in an absolute body bag last night because he posted his lineup.
Oh yeah,
you cannot post your lineup anymore if you spend money. Okay, because if you spend money, you should have the best lineup. There's no excuse. Now, the people that are grinding like me and Kesso, free to play and Sleazy on your other account, and you have a sick team, or you like you're Flash Davin does it every single year. Flash Davin starts out with nothing. He builds a team through work in the market, and he has the best team in the game. Now, Nippin spends like $1,000 every year, and he brags about his team. It's like, you can't brag about that anymore. There's no more like, hey, like look at my team. I spent $1,000. No one cares. So now that's my new thing. I'm just going to chirp the people online that post their God squads and
Larson is
too.
He loves posting it. He was ripping packs for a full day, man. Johnny,
he sends me his
packs
team every morning, like on my phone, not even on Twitter. And I'm like, I'm tired of seeing your team.
Yo, dude. So Nippin was. I called him after he beat me. Obviously,
was it and, bad? Like, did he beat you bad?
It was 1-0, and then he scored at the end of the game, so it was 2-0. Okay. So it wasn't that bad at all.
Okay.
So I'm watching his stream because he was streaming. And I see him on the auction house, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I got to get rid of this X-Factor Patty Kane. Like, he's just not that good. I'm like, why are you making adjustments to your team?
He does
you
it every year.
The best team.
I want to say real quick, yo, shout out to Newfie Bullies in chat. I like having the chat. But doing the live one's fun. I like
it is. It's actually a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Hey, and Jay Tills, I'm not ripping people for spending money. I don't care what you spend money on. You can go to Vegas and go to Spearman Rhino and drop $5,000. I don't care. All I'm saying is the people that are like, "Well, look how sick my team is." It's like, "Well, yeah, you bought it. Like, what do you mean?
No,
like,
yeah.
Give me $1,000. I'll go get X Factor, McDavid, Draisaitl."
Dude, you guys got to see Toza's team winner. It's absolutely sick. And dude, drop the Maserati on Ultimate Team Games every year. All right, so. Another thing about gameplay that is a major issue that I feel like is not being talked about enough, and last year I think I focused on the 1% of the player base too much in my content. So I'm talking about like the GWC kids, and that's really just such a fraction of the community. So this year I'm making more of a focus on the other 99, and I don't know how it's not being discussed more that if you put your settings to collapsing and 1-4. That in-game, they are not going to that. They're mislabeled. And, like, the pro players, they understand it, but they've just changed it. But, like, I can guarantee you, there is guys that will watch my, like, videos or your videos, like, about, like, what strategies to use. And they're like, oh, collapsing. Like, that's the D one you should set it to. That's tight point currently. And you don't know because when you go and look in game and you go to adjust the lines in game, it literally says collapsing. But you know from like the last 20 years, because it's been the same strategies, that it's the dot is not in the right spot. And then I was playing like my first three games and my wingers were up at the D. And I'm like, what is going on here?
So I want to run tight point, which is really collapsing.
That's collapsing. If you want to use collapsing, you got to have staggered. It's a mess, bro.
Do they know this?
Huh?
Do they know this is like going on?
Yeah, I think that they've probably got a lengthy list of fixes. I know they have a lengthy list of fixes. Is your computer just blue screen or are you like
growing pot? I just turn on my games and then go fix my strategy.
Like, dude, are you growing pot, bro?
No, I'm like, I just had my strategy set to collapsing and I'm like, oh no, I've had the wrong one. No wonder why my freaking forwards are all the way at the freaking
point. They're all the way to the top, dude. They're all the way to the top, man. Yeah, and I think 1-2-2 passive is actually the 1-4. Like, it's a disaster because I'm someone, Kesso, you are just like, we all like the strategies of the game. Like, I actually enjoy it. I have been cruising with Overload. Like, I'm having a blast.
I hate to say it. So here's my issue with using Overload.
Go ahead.
You made a really solid video on it, and nice. I'm like, I gotta find another one. Like, because, like,
what, another, there's what, only, another video?
like another strategy. Like, okay. Because here's my thing. I watched your video and I thought it was great because you did it well. I watched some other ones in the community. I had a brain aneurysm. I watched yours. It was done well. You have like there's plays in Overload specifically like you pass to the guy that moves into the slot and pass back. Like that works in a lot of them. So like I just how I am. I'm like I gotta do like craft.
You gotta find a new one.
You can't behind the net because it's the same video that it's been posted for 20 years.
And the one-timers aren't working. Strategy. So, like, behind the net is, like, the only it's play still, from behind the net is the rack.
It's still solid. Yeah. Like, because there's still those movements there. So, like, I'm trying to figure out crash the net. And, like, I swear, like, Eki and maybe Daddy Padre here are the only ones that have been good with crash the net. Oh, and then Grennan CJ, too.
The crash the net is very difficult because it appears there's no set strategy. It's like the players react to the puck. So it's so like once you get into this, like on the rush, it's super effective because you can like, again, for the rebounds, because rebounds are so impactful this year, like it's really strong for that. But once you're in the zone, you start cycling. There isn't a way to do what you can do with the overload of behind the net, really, where you're like doing those set plays. I saw a guy today and I don't know if like this is actually the case, but I saw a guy today. I was using my no money spent team and I could see him set up the overload and he was trying to hit like the triangle give and go. And I'm like, dude, why don't you watch my video?
So somebody just brought that up in chat. And I think that's like whenever you do stuff like that, you read like tip videos and stuff like it's, you can take that and get to division two. Probably
100%, like
The people that benefit the most are like, they understand like the teaching behind it. They're like, okay, he looked for these and he found these plays. How can I learn other things within this strategy or the other ones? Right. Cause like, it's funny. Like if you played somebody, it's like, okay, the 10,000 or 12,000 people that watch that video, they're going to try those five plays. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're going to know how to beat them.
I think that's big. Again, for anyone that is not in Division One, if you don't have like set plays when you're cycling, even if you just have two, you're at a way bigger advantage because you're actually looking for something. You're not just reacting. Because like that's the hard part. Like when you actually start to try and set something up with a cycle as opposed to just reacting, you'll go up a division easily. So I've gotten a lot of good feedback on that video. I worked a lot on it like in the alpha and the beta because it's the only thing in practice mode. Like,
that's what really sucks.
I wish we could, like, if you could do crash the net in practice mode, because right now, guys, if you go into practice mode, it's set to overload and you can't adjust it. So that's why I was like, when we had the game in the summertime, we were play testing and all of that. I just sat there and tried to figure out, I'm like, okay, this is the only thing we have. So I was like, I'll try and figure out some here. And those are the only ones I came up with, but.
Didn't somebody say too that 1-2-2 passive is really, or like aggressive? Like somebody said that was like the same kind of thing.
I think B-Wubs is in here. B-Wubs, do you know the actual correct ones for? Because I think it's the forecheck is wrong, and I know the defensive strategy is wrong.
So I want staggered is what I want because I use collapsing. Correct?
Yeah, you want staggered. Staggered is collapsing. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, man. So let's talk about the HUD content. So the HUD content's come out. We got the spotlight event. EA has taken a lot of L's, but the two free master sets essentially at launch of the game in the first event, that's a W. Like, I'm doing free to play for the first time, and I'm stoked about that because you're getting two free 88s essentially right off the rip. Kesso, who are you going to choose? I want to know both of you because you're both very. Padre's going to be like, yeah. No sleeves, who should I take? But Kesso, who are you going to take?
Dude, my brain was fried early in the week. I picked Pasternak for my free, like, 84.
Okay.
And I didn't even look at the agility.
Bro.
And I haven't really noticed it mattering that much.
They have to fix that. Come on now, right?
I would think, but I haven't.
Yeah, because it was, like, it was 81 at 84. Like, it was egregious. Like, because yeah. he's such a good player.
But here's these cards aren't going to be on your team that long. They're at most 88 overall. Like, I'll still use the card.
Right-handed wingers definitely is the most expendable position because there's so many. Like, yeah. Barzal, McKinnon, you know, Panarin, all those guys are always, yeah.
Yeah, and then my 88, I'm deciding between Letang and McCann. I think McCann's the best card, especially Gold Unstoppable Forces early on. I played against him. I couldn't get him off the puck. But I think good defensemen are really useful too.
Defenseman always lasts the longest in the first event usually.
And he has that gold stick him up, I think.
Gold stick him up is that Steve Duchesne team builder I didn't think would be like as impactful as it is, but because of the Pocheck nerfs, stick him up is gross. Like you just tap R1 and it locks onto the puck. Like you'll knock it free, whether you get it back or that's a whole other thing. But when you knock it free, like it'll actually come loose. So stick him up is really good. I've heard a lot of like mixed things about that Letang, because I agree with you, it looks really good. I took McCann and I just have the 84 version. I haven't noticed him all that much, but he has a lot of points for me in squad battles because I'm grinding squad battles on my free-to-play team, and I played my five placement games, and I haven't I noticed him a little bit in Barzal, and Barzal's x-factor anyone, because another really great card was Larkin. Same situation, anyone that has high agility, I think you notice, and agility is always the third skating stat that people always look at. They look at speed first, which they should, and then acceleration, and then agility is kind of like whatever. But if you get someone with elite edges and has like 90 plus agility, when you go left and right, man, like there's no keeping up, right? And like that's where you get a really big advantage. Larkin's base card was so good for me on my God Squad that like I legit went out and bought his X Factor. And we'll talk about X Factors, but because like you should not invest in them if you're gonna play long term. But I was like, this is just a really fun card, so. Same with Makar, too. Makar's just, again, high agility, man. You really notice it. I don't know if it's because you hang onto the puck more now, but it's been really fun.
I literally, so this is my HUD story so far this year, and I'm really annoyed with it. I started out, and I told all your chat and Discord, I'm like, you can keep doing the restart your team until you get the X Factor you want. Well, I did until I did it about 20, 25 times, and then all of a sudden EA said, oh, you can't make any more teams till tomorrow. So I woke up the next day, a few hours later, I was like, I'm going to remake my team.
Who were you trying to get?
I wanted Larkin.
Oh, okay, like, okay, okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
Dude, I got everybody but Larkin. Like, me and Tantalizing were sitting in Discord, and we were like, every time we saw red, we're like, oh my gosh, it's got to be him. No, it's not him. So I kept doing it over and over and over again. Finally, the next day, I was like, okay, new day. I can do it again. I make one team. And then all of a sudden, after one team, they're like, you're done. And I'm like, what
in the
world?
Max? So I'm stuck.
Yeah. I only did it one time. So then I was like, okay, so I got to get somebody else the next day. I started like gambling. And then I was like, and then I finally, I think I ended up sticking with Barkov, but I didn't upgrade him because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to upgrade, like Kesso said. Or no, like you said, upgrading these X Factors is kind of pointless, right? Unless you're getting McDavid or Dreisaitl or Matthews or Bakar, like the studs, ones, yeah. The guys that are guaranteed 99s. So I ended up doing that. and I ended up doing the spotlight thing that you guys were talking about. I took McCann and I got White Cloud also. I haven't finished grinding the 88. I did that pack for like whatever it was. You got the free untradeable one, and that's how I got White Cloud. Mm-hmm. And so far, Kesso, I only have McCann in 85. I don't have the gold on Sabla Force, and he's good even just as like an 84, 85.
Yeah.
Like he's been really good for
me.
He
definitely looks like the clear cut above everyone else.
So when I was asking you off stream, off whatever, I was texting you and you were like giving your little lippy attitude. And I was sitting there saying like, well, who's the best? And the reason why I asked is because last year everyone freaked out about Byram. So I was like, well, why isn't Byram good too? Because you were like, right away, you're like, McCann. And I'm like, well, what about Byram? And you're like, well, it's McCann. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Let me explain.
Why not Byram, I guess, is what I was trying to ask.
I've been streaming for, well, not just today, but since the beginning. And I have a pretty good patient tolerance for like, people asking me the same question over and over again, probably better than almost every other streamer. I don't know why I'm like numb to it. I'll get viewers that'll be like, dude, how do you just sit here and answer about the loyalty packs 4,000 times or like what cards to go with and whatever? So you asked me and I was like, it's McCann. And then I was rude. I was rude. I was short. And you were like, oh man, but what about Byron? I'm like, I said McCann. Like,
I was like, and I know you've been having stressful. I get it. And I have to cut you some slack. And listen, I'm sure you get asked 5,000 times every single day. And I get that too. It's it was more so I was just kind of surprised, I guess, because Byram, I thought, would be...
He looks... You know, Byram looks good, but his abilities are kind of just, like, mid, right? But someone... I feel bad. There was someone in my chat earlier, and he asked, like, hey, I got Morgan Riley and Bowen Byram and Roman Yossi. Like, should I sell or keep Morgan Riley? I'm like, all right, for 15K. I was like, actually, Morgan Riley is kind of worth 15K. I think he's a really, really good base card. And then, like... 4 or 5 minutes later, I saw the same thing again. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, yeah, you probably want to keep Morgan Riley. And then I looked down again. I'm like, did this guy already ask? He went and asked, and I was like, bro, that's enough. You asked me one more time, you're banned. Like, I was just like, I've had enough, dude. I was like, if you ask me and I give you my answer, that's the answer. Don't. I felt so bad because it was probably some kid. Like, it was probably just a kid.
Now, is Heatseeker, though, we don't know this yet, is Heatseeker, and this is for Kessa, I know he's going to go test this out, is Heatseeker going to be kind of sick because the D&Ds don't work, maybe?
Dude, I have 4 defensemen with silver Heatseeker.
Okay.
I haven't noticed much. Yeah. I know that goal. Like, I'm taking, like, point shots.
Yeah.
Nothing's working.
What's frustrating? I think about the gameplay, and that's I have actually really enjoyed the gameplay because 22, as you guys know, like that was my least favorite, and gameplay is so subjective. Like, there's people that love it. Every game mode, it doesn't matter, right? Last year was my least favorite gameplay, and I was probably the minority there. I have really enjoyed this gameplay because the cross size one timers not being automatic goal just changes everything because it's vastly different. But yeah, like the shots on, like, there's so many things now that are not going to go in, which is lame because it removes it entirely. So D2D one-timers, I don't know if I think I've maybe taken 3 actual D2D one-timers because now what I do instead is I get my defensive back to the point and I hold L2 for a second and I wait for my centerman to look at me and I go for a tip shot. Which is cool. I'm like, because that's a set play, right? Like doing a set play is actually pretty sick. Like, that's cool. But the fact that D&D one timers just simply will not go in, that's frustrating. And
it's
then,
so frustrating because it's like they should go in 10%.
Gold one team with Larry Murphy 10%. Is pointless.
Is it? That does. Oh yeah, because he's right handed. Is that still in the game? Because I haven't been able to use somebody like
I've
that.
Tried there was one game where I hit this kid with it must have been like 15. And either it misses the net or, like, and it still has the sound. Like, it sounds like it's an absolute cannon. It can get tipped, but, like, it's just not going to go in. So the other thing is stick lifts. Like,
I don't mind it. There's a lot. So, like, I think they're kind of broken. They end up a penalty a lot. But, dude, there's some things on defense that were so overpowered for years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to be in the perfect position to do them. I don't want them to tune it, and it's, like,
too
something
much, yeah.
More in favor of defense, like, the last few years.
Let me ask you this. How many times have you stick lift?
I do it a lot, actually.
Yeah, I would say a few times a game.
Really? Okay, well, I mean,
yeah,
like, okay,
I've started
good, like,
the... In general, I always have, like, a few times a game.
Because it's a lot like the D2D one-timers for me now. Because I've done it... Like, I get it where you miss the stick, and you, like, that should be a penalty. But I've done it where if you don't hit, like, almost the blade, Like, if you're not lifting at the blade, it's like it's the hitbox for, like, the penalty is, like, just after or just is before the hands on the shaft of the stick.
Yeah, right? And we talked about this before, and Padre brought up a good point. It's like, how often watching real hockey do you see, like, these clean ones, like, from so far away? Mm-hmm. And, like, whenever I think of, like six stick lifts in real life, like, there's always, like, the Datsuk highlights where they're, like, perfect.
It's just like, little ones from behind,
that happens,
right?
So, yeah. It happens so infrequently. So, like, I almost don't mind it how it is.
Yeah.
See, I miss it in the corner battles. That's where I've been noticing that's where I would do it most, Kessel, like, last year in Sleazy.
Yeah.
It was more so, like, I'm in the corner, and I don't want to, like, pin him, and I'm just, like, just lift a stick real quick. Or, like, I'm chasing, we're having a puck race, and we get by the boards, and I just pick his pocket real quick, grab the puck, and that's when I would use it the most.
That's what's now been frustrating. Yeah. Because, like, there's times where I want to stick lift because I think that is the correct play, but I don't because the risk of penalty is just so high. So, you know, I agree with you, Kessa. Like, I think that, like, yeah, I think it was a little over, there's definitely a time for overpower. I want to try, is it Bouncer? What's the one with stick lifts? Is it Stick 'em Up? There is an stick ability. Lifts? I can't remember that.
Bouncer does that for the strength. stick lift tie-ups in front of the net.
I thought there was ability.
Is it
yoink? Yeah, somebody just said that in chat.
I would love to try gold yoink, and it just sounds so stupid to say. Gold yoink, if you could actually stick lift.
Like, you can. I think it's like Mark Stone's the only one that has it.
No, Barkov has it. I have Barkov.
Okay, Barkov.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why Padre picked that.
Yeah, that's why I picked Barkov. It only took my 30th time.
yeah, so like that'll be interesting to see. Like, I don't think we're gonna get a lot of adjustments, so this is what it is. And maybe it's the stick checking stat, like maybe you know, lower stick checking stat, because and maybe that's just why. Because a lot like the body checking, that might just be a threshold they've got to hit. So, but yeah, like so, just to wrap up the content real quick, it looks like they're not doing as many prime times. It looks like they're only coming out a little bit, which is nice. I think they're just focusing on the big ones. Which is cool. The first event we already got teased, so that's kind of like, ugh, we already know what it was. But splitting up the master sets was stupid because we already know all 10, but I guess they want to kind of make it where it's like, you know, okay, this is week one, here's week two.
Oh, did they only release 5 of them?
Yeah, there was 5 that you can make. So you can, when you make the choice pack, it's a minimum of 8 days, and like all of them are in there. But again, yeah, like as a free to play player, you can legit just play the game and make 288 for free, which is huge. Like, I think that's got to be the most like generous thing EA's NHL has done.
Yeah,
in terms of for the sure. Event. Now the next one is the big one. Let's talk about. We'll talk about the market in a little bit, but like the big one is. I hope the next event is Evo or Fantasy.
I want that to be one more away.
Why?
Just because I. Because I want to have more coins for that.
Oh, you think? Okay.
I have like 200,000. I want to have like at least 1 million.
We're gonna
wipe
out the market,
dude. Hey, I can't wait.
Hey, I think the biggest three events of the year, and this is might be just point out the obvious. I think it's Evo, Team of the Year, and then Team of the Season. I think if you're not maybe Hut Rich, you're just kind of like in the middle. I think that's for me. Like looking back on last year, I kicked myself. Like I'm a big player. Like, I love using big players, but I regret not making Duchesne just because it would have been one less 99 I would have had to make. I made Kyrou, and then they bumped up his height somehow. He grew 2 inches over the year.
You complained about how you got him changed.
Well, the best part is he's not even 6'1". Like, he's a little bit taller than me, and I'm like 5'8". Yeah. Like, in real life, I swear. He's not that tall at all.
It's listed on the website, though. Like, on NHL.com, right. It's listed as it.
Right. And it's so random. Like, some websites, he's different than others. I don't know. But either way. The fantasy the Evo event is the most important. And if you have like any kind of hockey knowledge and you follow the real game, like last year, like Lucas Raymond, if you got his, you could have guessed that he was going to get like where he finished like last year. I can't remember like how high.
I think he got up to the 90s. He had a good start though, like his because he started out of the gate. Same as Sider.
But you could tell like if you follow like prospects stuff like that, like it's really. I mean, I'm telling you, like, just empty, if you're going to spend money, empty, like, that's when you should do it. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's such a big event. I'm so pumped
Tills,
for the Evo event.
Tills in my chat, he said last year 48% of Evos made it to 99. 80% of those Evos finished above 90. So when you think about events that have longevity, ones that, especially one that happens, you know, a month into the game, that's huge when you think about it. Like, especially because EA has no control. Duchesne had a shooting percentage and a season that he's never had before, and he was 99 in December, and why I love it is because there is nothing EA can do about it. Like, they don't want 99s in the game, and they're Duchesne's like, nah, I got it. Like that's just, it makes me laugh. Like, it's funny. So it's always my favorite event. And I think, yeah, because last year it went launch event was whatever. It was like, it wasn't Lit versus Grit, but I always say Lit versus Grit. And then it was like Halloween.
Superstar Origins.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And then the Halloween was 1 week. And then, which was an awful event. Like, I think it was the master sets, like, no one used it. And then was the Evo event. So, but the thing is, we started the game late this year. Like, the season had already started. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Because you have to remember that their master set cards have already been put in the game. Like, they've already been made. So, they've already made their choice. So, if Mason Marchment is one of them, he's already got 3 goals. Right, like, so they have to, because that's what happened with Duchesne. They had Duchesne picked, and he had 9 goals in like his first like 6 games, and that's what ended up happening. So he got out, and he has such high speed that like he was usable. Right. That this is the hard part about this event, though, is you have to be patient, because if you're free to play, if you're going to spend 400 to 500K on a card, it needs to be like your best card. But the problem is that these cards start at like 80 overall. So you've really got to, like, hedge your bet and, like, time it. And if they give it to someone who's got such high speed, like, Kairu was a perfect one, too, because he's so fast that his speed was already usable. Because if the speed is usable, it doesn't matter what the other attributes are. You can at least get away with him being in your lineup. So I'm curious on their choices. It is my favorite event, though. Not just for the market aspect, but, like, any event that has you, any event that has you watching the real thing is a great thing. The game day tilt cards... They're doing those, and I think they're putting a little more emphasis in them. I made the Rasmus Anderson just to see if I could. They were actually relatively cheap. It was 3 collectibles, and he ended up not doing well. But his first game, he would have been great, but he ended up not doing well. I thought that you get like 0.5 for a block shot and a hit, and I was like, it's a battle of Alberto. Rasmus Anderson has a lot of blocks and hits. I was like, that's the safe one. And I think Tyson Berry ended up with like a goal and an assist, and I think he's an 83, but. It's just fun. So I hope that event's next and they just skip Halloween, but I don't think they will. They'll probably
be- Evo's, if you look last year, it's kind of, you can maybe kind of, before it comes out, kind of guess maybe who it could be.
We did with McCann on the podcast. Like, if we go back in the archives, me and
Tarasenko, shoulder surgery. Yep. Anders Lee was out the whole year before that, the year before. You kind of like look at some of the people and maybe guess, you know, who could be candidates for each team. And I'm kind of wondering that too. You know, or not for each team, but you know what I mean.
They usually
for,
pick like, you know, second liners.
Phil Kessel, will he get? You know, he was
had one
last
year, but like I'd love a.
This Phil year would be a cool one because you know he's going to Vegas and you know that kind of thing. I don't know. There's a bunch of cool ones. That's my favorite event, like you said. It's just fun.
Yeah,
that's like the one thing that keeps you like on your toes.
You know what's actually hilarious is we didn't get a goalie in this event, and this is the first year I'm upset because dude, I'm using base Shesterkin and he's good. So like you can use any goalie you want now. As it seems.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I might have to try out like one of these goalies.
You know what I mean?
Jesus
like
Christ, this dog.
And
I don't know if you guys can hear that. This dog's going crazy.
Oh, you're good.
I can't hear it.
That's good. That means my microphone's working.
Good. Your setup looks crisp. It looks crisp.
The dad hat's lighting. The best part. Let's be honest.
The dad hat is the
gotta lean into the brand, the pig and the dad, right? What else do I have? Nothing else in life.
10,000 people watch you feed a pig, bro. All right, let's talk about game modes. So something that once the shine of the new NHL game wears off and we get into our weekly chores, nothing new, but Rivals Burst, I have loved.
Dude, I can't believe how much fun, like, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, you just knock the games out.
Dude, you hit play, dude, EA knows. They're like, we'll put play next as the first thing, so when they hit X, it doesn't go back to the menu, they immediately go into another game, and it's like that Fortnite, one more game kind of thing.
Yeah.
I loved it. Padre, I don't know, what did you think?
As somebody who never played Rivals besides one time per week last year, every week, I like it because I have to play Rivals. Like, I don't know if anybody saw, I streamed earlier. My title was, well, I'm playing Rivals because there's nothing else to do. And, you know, it's way better. I think I'm going to even get to the point. I think we're going to be even more greedy that I'm gonna be like, I want 1 minute period or, you know, like the 1 minute. Dude, time. I want to get it even faster.
Next week, dude, when we heard about this, the first thing was like, man, because there's no new mode. Right. And this is like, again, why I think 24 will be so good, because I think they made this change as a Band-Aid to kind of freshen up the weeks. And because they couldn't put a new mode in, they're like, hey, we'll change the variations or whatever. But when I saw that, like, hey, you can't play straight up 5-on-5 with your team in any mode that's online except for champs. And champs is a bloodbath early on. It's brutal early on. A whole week of play. Next week is 5-on-5 arcade. And
as a one percenter,
the one percenters are gonna hate it, bro. And
yeah,
I'm competitive. Like, I don't like losing, and I lose a lot. So like, this game is tough to play. But actually, you know what? I haven't lost that much this year. So never mind. Playing the game like and trying to be better and get better at the game, and like again, the strategies, dude. A bump is a smash hit in arcade.
Yeah.
So like. Dude, they're gonna go and like the goaltenders are on rookie, so you can just just fling it. Like, it's gonna be a disaster. So
it's gonna suck to like not be able to play a game during the week, like a real game.
Especially because the rewards are so like Rivals rewards are really like the main rewards you get for someone that doesn't like squad battles, which is a lot of people. So you know, like that's. It, especially because it's a new game where you actually want to play. Like
That's my thing. I want to learn the game and I want to get better at the game. Like, if I wanted that, I would just go play Hot Rush because that has 5-on-5 arcade.
And so after doing the Hot Rush grind rant, like, it infuriates me even more of the lack of just investment into Hot Rush because it is a mode that's there. They've just kind of whatever done away with it. I'm so sick of using 80 overall Timothy Liljegren in my 3-on-3 arcade. Where, because like the problem is like they want it to be like score all these crazy deeks and awesome goals and hype up your numbers. And I was like, okay, cool. If I do between the legs passes, I can get a bigger modifier when I score goals as I'm grinding out Hut Rush. And I was like, this is what the mode was meant to be, where you do and chain something together. I'm like, cool. The problem is that every time I strike it on a breakaway with Timothy Liljegren, he can't deke. So I put the leg between the legs, and he just lose the puck. And I'm like,
he does.
I was just like, ah, like I was having a meltdown, like just because I was like, why are we not getting the best cards to choose from? So fun, like it's an.
Did you play the Sarah Nurse one? The Hut Rush.
I did,
dude.
Score one timer versus a troll. Like they knew. They're like, score one timer versus, like, no.
I couldn't score on like rookie.
Yeah, no, because do the rookie goalies. They're on rookie, but they have the human animations. That is what, like, last year, because this is why post-to-post was so good. People did not understand that, like, it was triggering an animation, not a bump up in attributes, right? Like, it was legitimately slamming their shoulder into the post. And now with the human animal, it doesn't matter if you're on rookie or not, because they're still going to get the animation, right? Like, mm-hmm. So, you know, like, it's arcade, bro. Like, next week, I'm very curious to see if, like, Reddit, you know, that sewer, if it blows up, or, you know, everyone. Like, I can, because the loudest people in the community are the competitive people. Let's be real. Yeah. Like, they play the game the most, the most passionate, they have the loudest voice. I can't see one person enjoying it that, I think the 98%, they might. They might, and that's perfectly fine. But I want to play 5-on-5. Like, I do. Like, I
Dude, what are you going to do whenever it's 3-on-3 international, like, simulation?
I'm going to throw up. Because, dude, when you're in Division... Dude, if you're in Division 1, you are playing a different game. I've said this a lot of times. If you play in Division 1, you are playing a different game, which is why you need big players and all of that. Like, the meta and how you play is far different than every other experience. So if you're not in Division 1 or you haven't been in prior games, you simply just don't know what it's like. And someone like me, who's on the lower end of it, bro, like, there's no getting the puck back. Like, it's going to be, the time on attack is going to be whoever wins the draw, and then it's like 17 minutes to two.
Yeah.
And no one's shooting because they're just going to wait for a, you know, like, oh. I hope I like Burst. Great addition.
It's awesome, man.
So Hut Rush, like, real quick, I only played it for like a few minutes. I didn't do like the big grind. Is it just me, or is it like a lot more points this year or something to like get to the end?
So or, like, we can talk about this a little bit. Yeah, like the rewards this year. They've done away with, like, this is a bit more to Milestones, but for Hut Rush specifically, it's 3 weeks long, and there's way more rewards, but, like, if you get 7 million, you get a base pack. It's not, like, tiered, where, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just, if you get it all, it's a lot of stuff, but it takes a lot longer. It's a lot of stretch. I know a lot of people complained that the new Hut Rush will come out, it'd be 2 weeks long, and people will be done it in an hour and a half, because there's people that enjoy Hut Rush. Like, it is, like, a fun casual mode for people that don't grind the game, right? But what's happening now is they made it 3 weeks. The reward tree is super long. And the objectives only get you about 25% of the way there. So
hey, did you finish all of it already? All right. Like all the way to the end, the 7 million?
Brother, I was committed to that no money spent, dude. I did it for my no money spent team. I did the whole 7.5 million. It took me...
Oh my God.
Dude, it took me 9 hours. And it was disgusting. Like, it was actually... I made a joke that, like, it was worse than the level 1 to 40 no mount grind in, like, vanilla Warcraft. Like,
Padre and I aren't nerds, so we don't...
Okay, let's stop. Okay, well, people in the chat will understand that are over 30. They will get it. That kids these days don't know what the grind is like, where it's monotony to the 10th degree, but it was bad. But it's also not how it was intended to be done. Because not on right. Monday, we're going to get new objectives, and that's going to be, like, another 2 million, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
I'm excited to use OHL players that are 75 overall. That'll be my favorite part of that.
Okay, slowly but surely added. I only did 5 Hut Rush games. I got to like 1.2 million.
Yeah, because so you just like do the objectives, right? You can burn out those objectives in like, you know, in like 20 minutes, get 2 million. And the reason why it's helpful is that at launch of the game, it's the only way to get rewards because the squad battles and rivals is not instant. So we haven't got rewards yet. So I was like, okay, if I'm going to make content here, I need to get rewards somehow. So the offline challenges were the only other way. And then building up your team, it was without spending money, man, it was just Hut Rush. So that's all I've been doing. The rivals win streak rewards, brother. All of our fears, man. All of our fears. Have you seen those, Kessel?
Yeah, because I got them all.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel about them?
So, I mean, I pulled X Factor Larkin.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 30K card, but it was untradeable.
It's not 30K now.
Well, how much is it now?
A lot. All the X Factors went through the roof. And,
why?
Because why. Everyone has coins now, and they don't understand that X Factors are still not what you should be investing in.
Oh, damn.
We can educate.
Yeah, okay. Why? Okay, so like, I like it. I want them to adjust the tiers. Like, it's like win 3 games in a row or win 6 games total for the max one. Like, you do that in 3 games if you're, like, a solid player.
It'll be different like, when you're in Division 1, though. Like, but even still.
Even it still, it's just pack. Win 6 games.
I knew that's what it was going to be, man. I knew that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, so, like, I want to see something like win 15 games in a row or win 40 games. You know, like, something like...
Get an ultimate
pack. Add a couple... Yeah, add like, 2 to 3 tiers, you know?
Yeah,
like there's just the like one of them is like one game, right?
Yeah, and you get like a customization pack. Like, it's
the choice packs, they put that in the game just to mess with you because it's like I have to open this, I have to go through the 5 rounds. it's the worst part of the game.
It is actually awful.
The only person that cares about the customization is Junior Pens. He loves to do that dab selly when
he loves it. Dude.
He'll literally, hey, any of you PS5 people out there, if you want to make some sweet bank on some dumb cards, go find the dab selly that goes on the ice and you can
jack it up like 10K. Diving dab?
Yeah, Pens will pay 10K for those. Just go ahead and do it. He'll buy them all up.
Somebody said those wins are hard for me. Don't make your focus to 1%. I totally agree. I said,
like if we're in Division 1, make them
extra tiers. That's it.
Yeah, like
if those wins are hard for you, like I don't think the 6 wins like total are hard for you because like Rivals is designed for you to win 50% of your games. So you'll finish your win rewards after 12 games. There's a 100 game limit this week, so like you're probably done within 2 to 3 hours for those ones. So like I don't know. I think they should add tiers.
Yeah, like it's it's all relative. Like Division 1, it's rough because it's harder to win those games. Like, cause you're at the kind of like the max there. If you're in a lower division, you're at your skill level. Like that's what skill based matching is designed to do, right? So it's just the rewards are pointless. It's more stuff. It's nothing to be excited about. It's just more stuff, which is what Hut Rush rewards were. So, you know, spoiler alert, I pulled 85 Kucherov out of 9 hours of doing Hut Rush. So that was
no money spent, baby.
Yep. Team building. Let's talk about how we're building our teams. We should talk a little bit about what we're focusing on. All right. I have a God Squad where I just have the best cards, and I also have a no money spent team. But let's listen to Padre. What are you doing to build your team?
Well,
step up to the class. Front of the class.
honestly, like I said, I screwed up and I kept doing the starter packs.
I can't believe you did it 30 times.
Well, I mean, it only took...
That's commitment took, like, 40... to the grind, bro. I respect it.
Well, I was just like, I want Larkin. Everyone's like, Larkin's the best. Like, I was talking to Sap Alien about it, and Sap was like, you got to get Larkin. He's got the gold wheels. He's fast. I'm like, all right, cool. And he was like the best, like, relatively big guy that's fast. And I was like, okay, I can use that. Because wheels right now, I mean, you can't even max out your AP right now unless you have a God Squad, probably. So
yeah,
for me, it would have been great to have them.
You activate everything, you know?
Right. So I was like, okay, like, I want to get Larkin. But, I mean, I'm still going with the size, but I'm looking for guys that are fly the zone and wingman. So size with fly the zone and wingman. And I have, like, all that, like, activated. And they're in my team, they move pretty well. They have size. I'm not losing the puck. And the small guys that I do have, because I have Jack Hughes untradeable, I somehow pulled that out of, like, a reroll.
The base card or the master set?
Yeah, the base card. And he loses the puck a lot for his size. And he's not, like, it's not like he's, like, 5'8", like, or 5'7", like, DeBrinket. He's a little bit taller, but he loses the puck more than, you know. I have, like, Burakovsky, and he's, like, 6'2", and he's really good, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, so what do you focus on?
Dude, I'm doing free to play this year. It's terrible.
It's kind of fun, like, because you get excited about any pull.
It is.
That's how I am every year.
Yeah. Yeah. I posted a video on my YouTube just with, like, the team that I'm using right now. Yep. I think I made the team with, like, 50k or less coins.
How many cards did you give out? Don't say the names. How many cards did you suggest?
So I suggested types of cards. I want to say, like, 5 to 15.
Can I guess? Let's see if I can guess right.
Yeah, because I'll have my team pulled up right now.
Let's see how it's the same.
Dude, it's the same cards every year.
And so this is for free to play. These are the cards you should go at that are almost free or very, very cheap.
Yeah, let's go.
One of them, Kuznetsov?
Of course.
Okay, one of them, Taylor Hall?
No, because he was too expensive, dude. I'm going 50K or less, dude. I was going super cheap. He was like 8 to 10K.
Kasperi Kapanen.
Of course.
Now I'm curious, because, like, at that cheap, I'm trying to think of ones that I got. Dude, Gus Nyquist was one.
No, but that's a solid one.
Yeah, Gus Nyquist one. All right, who else you got?
So I got Zibanejad.
Really?
I have him. He was actually pretty cheap whenever I got him. TJ Oshie, because he has Fly the Zone.
Okay.
Ellers for Workhorse. Ellers, yep. Cam Atkinson's not bad. And then, like, on defense, it's like Letang, Chabot, Ekblad, and Werenski all have Heatseeker or Seeing Eye. Okay. And then Petrangelo has, like, Shutdown.
Petrangelo so for, like, Fly the Zone, too, I think.
I got Petro, too. Petro's nasty.
Yep. Yeah, he's not bad at all. So my thinking was, whenever you use these budget builder guys, they're cheap, like, so they have shitty shooting.
Yep.
They're quick because they're smaller. So, like, I had guys with, like, snipe and stuff. So, like, Zibanejad, that was my reason for getting him, because, like, it counteracts his low shooting power and accuracy.
You're
with that if you have
snipe. Snipe?
Not really. A little bit. I have
it on Pasternak, and I don't know if he's hit.
These ratings are so low. That's the thing. That's the issue.
I actually had a lefty
snipe work, though?
I have a theory about snipe, because it's very hard to quantify it, right? Because it's like settles, bobble, puck. It reminds me a lot of close quarters, but it's when it's very hard to activate, because it's like you have to not collect the puck cleanly.
Yeah.
If you hold it out on a forehand, let's say you're doing a wrap around the net and you're going real wide, like real wide, and you don't have a clean, like, far side shot, and you kind of have to just... I noticed it today, because on my free-to-play team, I had Pasternak. And I was like, you know what? I don't like the look of this card because he's got low agility, but I'm going to give him a shot because this is, like, the whole point of using another team.
Yeah. And
he scored a goal far side from me where the angle I had was awful. And Schneip activated, and it gave me, like, the cinematic for it. And I'm just like, maybe it was against my body. Like, because those X-Factor abilities where you can't quantify what they're doing, it's very tough to, like, have any faith that they're doing anything. So
I think Make It Snappy's 5 times better than Schneider.
Yeah, and I never noticed it because I don't. Because you can't take a wrist shot. It's got to be a snapshot.
That'd be a snapper.
You can. So there's like. So what you do with those? Yep. And I guess I'm making a video on this at some point soon.
Let's go.
You still wind it up for the Make It Snappy. So, like, as if you're taking, like, a wind up like wrist shot, right? You just let go of the right stick while they're still in that wind up animation, and then Make It Snappy activates.
Oh. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to try that out then.
There's a little tip for you guys.
I think Matthews has it.
We, Yeah, there's a freebie.
Yeah. Another budget beast is Athanasiou. Like
always Athanasiou. Yeah. And Cogliano, last 15 years.
He's got wingman, too. So he has 89 speed as an 80 overall. He cooks.
That's not
and
bad.
And he's, like, pretty tall.
I thought Morgan Riley has been really good. He's got, like, 88 speed, and he's actually, like, half decent defensively. But he's, like, 10K.
Should I keep him on my team?
I walked right into that one. Yeah, like, he's pretty good, man. But, hey. Any of the ones, yeah, like any of those faster guys, they're like you mentioned earlier, man. Like the straight lining is, man, it's prevalent.
Annoying.
It's prevalent,
dude. Padre, we probably had like Cogliano on our HUD team since like NHL 12.
Oh, Cogliano, yeah, Darren left. Helm, Vermette, Antoine Vermette,
Paul Gostad,
awesome. Yeah,
Paul Gostad.
There we go.
Those were the guys. Those were the goats.
I missed those guys.
All right, let's talk about. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just about to add something stupid, so we keep chugging along. I was just about to say goalie doesn't matter.
Your two free master set players from the Spotlight event, who are you taking?
I answered to Padre.
Oh, wait, who am I taking? I took McCann, and then I'm going to take, I guess, Letang, because you guys convinced me now that stick-em-ups are like godlike, so I guess I'm not taking Bo Byram. Like, especially after Sleazy gave me a spanking on the butt for saying anything
about
Byram.
You ask me after I tell you again, I'm just deleting your number. No, it's like, I don't know what it is, man. A lot of people have said that, like, because, like, Letang looks really good. The only issue is if you have a very good team, there's so many good righties at the top, there's not as many lefties.
And I don't have a good team.
That's the thing. So, like, if you don't, like.
What about Byram's silver wheels, though?
Again, that's with the puck. So, like, it's, like, I would rather, you know what I mean? Like, that's with the puck. But. You can straight line with the defenseman. Like, I noticed Cale Makar, if you get the puck in your own zone and you take Cale Makar and you make one cut in the neutral zone, like, he's gone. Right. And because he's got such high agility, that one time when you make a cut, he keeps his full speed. So, like, elite edges on a defenseman is, like, totally vile. And
it's better.
Regs actually said, I mean, I talked to him after the GWC, I did, like, a tier list with him, and he said he likes having elite edges on a defenseman, which seems kind of pointless because you'd think like the ability to cycle and cut left and right up in the neutrals or in the offensive zone, but
of course HK aka J Bussy Fussy whatever, he loves Byram, he's the king of the straight line, he loves straight
line. That's what I was saying earlier.
He's the best straight liner in NHL
history. HK won the US regionals in 2020 off of one cut. Straight down and then bang, one cut in the middle, and that was how he won it. I think I'm going to go with McCann is definitely, because I think a centerman, I mean, McCann is basically Ole Jokinen, only at a fraction of the free as opposed to like 400K is team builder.
Yeah.
Right. I think McCann is definitely, especially with unstoppable force. A lot of people I've talked to that have upgraded him because they took him in like the pre-order and they used all their collectibles on him. They say he really knows. I love Goudreau. His 88, like I said, you get in the corner and you can cut away from people so fast, especially because everyone's defense is relatively low, right? Like, their defensive ratings are very low. It's hard to find good defensemen early on in the game. But I think I would recommend, I think Byram, I just hate all Byram's abilities. I think it's kind of a waste, but there isn't a lot of great lefties. So that's why I'm going to take him, I think. And I have Goudreau.
Kind of like last year too, honestly. Remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a lot of good lefties, and he was really good.
This is what happens. It's like the best, because like at the top end of the NHL, I mean, like there's Hedman and Yossi, but the way that they make their cards, it's like very average. Like, they're, you know what I mean? They're not exceptional. Whereas like on the right side, you have like Bakar, and then like there's always like those righty like team builders or whatever that are very, very good. So someone says stop sleeping on White Cloud. I think White Cloud's a great defenseman, like a great card. I just think that he is easily the one that gets replaced first.
Yeah.
Because of his speed being so low, like in two events, there's more likely going to be a right-handed defenseman that has 90 shooting, that's 6'2" and 90 defense. You know what I mean? Like I think he's a good card, but I think he is just the one that can get replaced first. So
that's why I don't even know if I should like upgrade him or not with the spotlight collectibles.
It's free,
like,
though.
Making, yeah, I'm saying like, but like making them with the gold cards, because I'm such a penny pincher with my stuff. It's like, I don't know if I should, you know what I mean? Like, keep making sets for these spotlights. I think I for sure should upgrade McCann, though, because he could be good for like maybe two or three.
Yeah, like you can have him on your fourth line regardless and win draws just because he has a high faceoff rating. So yeah,
right.
Let's just finish up. We'll talk about the market.
One more plug. Once again, this podcast, mm-hmm. if you guys are watching and listening, sponsored by GamerSaloon.com. GamerSaloon.com. Go there right now.
you guys are looking for money games, that's how you get good at the game.
Yeah, if you want to get good, if you want to take HK's money. And you want to
play secure money games, right, Kesso? So you don't want to bet with people sometimes off the site. I have an example here in the chat. HK, he played a good friend of ours, John Wayne, in a game, and you know somebody might not have paid up there, and that would not happen on GamerSloon, guys. GamerSloon is a very great website. It's secure. It's safe betting, and that stuff won't happen. You'll get your money. You won't get screwed over. And you won't have to deal with all the drama on Twitter afterwards.
Kesso, how did you pay for tuition when you went to college?
I mean, I still have student loans, but I used to withdraw $200 a week from Gamer Saloon back in the day. That was my my spend money, my beer money, all that stuff in college. It was great.
There it is.
On the disputes thing, I actually did. Whenever I was younger, I was playing 2v2s on Gamer Saloon in Madden with my friend. And we played like a $50 game, and I was like young. I was like, oh, I don't want to lose $50. We lost the game, and I tried to claim that we won. The Gamer Saloon dispute, the customer service, they know who won the game.
Oh, yeah.
They got us. Man. I messed up. They suspended me for a week, so I never did that again. So if you want safe, secure money games, gamersaloon.com.
Absolutely, yep. Fellas. You're getting good at the ad reads. I gotta respect it.
It's the most important part. It keeps the lights on.
All right, so let's finish up by talking about the market. All right, so someone in the chat asked, or you actually didn't realize, so at X Factors, I thought it was because everyone was getting kind of wise. Like last year, no one knew about X Factors or what their longevity would be. It was all just kind of a guessing game, and it lasted quite a while. And as we found out, X Factors are a terrible investment because their better cards come out and they're very expensive and all of that. And it looked like, man, I got Larkin's X Factor for $30K, and it was not because he was way cheaper. That was just the lowest price compared to them all. And Ovechkin, I sold my Ovechkin in the pre-order, which I shouldn't have done. This is stupid me. For $80. I go and look now; it's $250. So,
are you serious? I'm going on the marketplace right now.
It's because my thinking is people still don't know and realize because the new hotness is like X Factors. Are awesome card art. And people, if they pull the base card of their card, they want to go get the X Factor because they can get the last tier. And there's very little to spend your money on right now because there isn't a lot of cards out. So other than the team builders, now we have Spotlight. But
yeah,
we get two of
they
three.
Got people have coins burning.
Now people have coins because in the pre-order, nobody had coins, which is why I said don't sell anything there because no one has the coins to actually give you the value. And now everyone has a ton of coins, which is still stunning to me because, like, you know, I don't know how they're getting. I mean, I don't know, but anyways, so now X Factors are going for a stupid price. Guys, always go get the cards you want to get and play with. If you have a favorite card or you have a favorite player, make sure that you are always using that because that's how it should be played. But if you're going to play this game and you are someone that doesn't spend money or you're very frugal with it and you don't have a lot of extra indispensable income for Hockey Ultimate Team, I promise you that if it is outside of McDavid and like.
McDavid and McCarr,
because there's no way that he doesn't get Team of the Year.
And what about Draisaitl?
No.
Dude, I don't think
he's... No. I'm saying no on every single one. It doesn't matter.
What about Hedman?
No. So the reason why I think McDavid is still fine is because when you get him, I don't say buy him, but if you pack him, like try to get him, and you upgrade all the way to the final thing, he is so fast, it's already basically end game speed. But secondly, when Team of the Year comes out at the beginning of January... Whoever are the six cards that win that, there will be a trade-in if they have an X Factor to get the Team of the Year card, which is free upgrades for the rest of the year.
Right.
The issue is that center is usually always locked up for McDavid, but Matthews took home like every award. So the start of the year, if Matthews can keep it close in points to McDavid, then it's actually kind of dangerous. Because if one of those guys wins Team of the Year and you have the updated, it's not stupid expensive until like 93 and above or 92 and above. And if it stays around 92 and it gets to that and then it's Team of the Year, I think that's fine value because you're going to trade it in. Now you have a free 99 for the rest of the year because Team of the Years go up and match the highest overall card, right? If the X Factors like Draisaitl, because he's not exceptionally fast or really great at anything outside of... Like, he's good. Very good. Very good card at launch of the game. But speed only goes up by 0.5. And right.
Well, then what about Hedman, then? How about that?
Hedman's tough, too.
None of them. None of them. No. Here's the reason why. What you guys aren't talking about. the abilities. Like, there's going to be a 97 overall headman with, like, old truculence or something. The only reason I'm saying to keep the McDavid is because he has gold wheels. There's a chance that team of the year McDavid comes out, or team of the season McDavid comes out, and they're going to give him, like, gold
tape to tape.
You know, some, tape to tape.
But, so, Kessa, what if me and you were playing free-to-play, right? You said you're going to take untradeable rivals this year. I did that last year. There's no way I would have had the coins unless I get... You had like
10 X factors.
Right, but I was banking on getting a pull to afford those tradable guys. Like, I couldn't buy like a 98 McDavid prime time at the end of the year because it was still a ton of coins.
I think if you manage your coins and you never
making the team of the years is possible if you save early enough. Like, if you start in December and you start saving cards, like I'm talking like 84s, 85s, 86s. I think that's the play. Like, in December, don't chase the Nations of Hockey event. Don't chase the, you know, whatever the flashback, the 16-bit event.
Yeah.
Don't chase that nonsense, because the beginning of January, we'll talk about this a lot throughout the year. There's Evo, Team of the Year, and Team of the Season. Those are the three ones, because the cards that you make out of those events are upgrading without a cost to you, which is...
16-bit event. It's going to be like Adam Pellick's going to be the MSP.
That's it, bro. Adam Pellick, dude. That's a good one. Scott Mayfield, man. It's going to be Scott Mayfield. No, but...
Well, then I'll follow you, Kessa, this year. I'll do what you're doing. Dude, you're doing untradeable rivals, and you're doing... And then you're going to do good in champs. Like, we'll both do pretty good in champs. We'll have good weekends. And
we sell all those cards. We use the best cards we get untradeable. Whenever Team of the Year comes around, we'll trade in all our untradeables for...
All four of the them, cards. six. Yeah. I think, like, I think this also changes the game. If you can get 11 wins in Hut Champs, at least 11 every week, you can have almost as many X factors as you want, if you want to use them. But you have to understand that there will come a point where you want to go get the new MSP, and you can't afford it because you have to spend $200K to get your Ovechkin from 94 to 95. And that is when you are going to really dislike.
That's why I'm maxing out my X factors at 2. I'm keeping Zegras on my team all year because that's the most fun one. And then if I get McDavid, 50 plus, he has 100 points right now. Like,
I showed,
bro, that is absurd. I think because it was so hard to do last year, no one even tries it.
Right.
Because I did it offline. I was like, this can't be that easy. Cause I heard Nathan was like, dude, he's hit it like 30 times in game. I'm like, no, there's not. And he's like, dude, go and try Zegras. I went in offline. I hit it my first time. I was like, oh my God.
No, I told Kessel off podcast, and I don't pump a lot of tires, but I told him, me and my dad were sitting on the couch, and I was like, did the new NHL come out? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you got to see this. Even my dad, like, he's like, wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm like, is it hard? I'm like, it's hard to do. And I'm like, this dude hits it, like, on the fly, though. Like, I was sitting there in practice mode, and I'm like, stopping.
You got to stop, do the rest it.
Yeah. And then, Kessel just comes flying down the boards, and he just, zip, boom, that's a goal. Dude, and then now he's flipping it over the net, for God's sake. Yeah, so guys,
that was my first 10K view TikTok right there, the Zegras.
It should be. It should be 100K. Yeah, that thing's on.
I'm surprised I didn't get the juice.
It's not a pack pull. I'm not going crazy over a base Patty Kane. So
you're keeping Zegras. Who else? Which is cool, by the way. I like that. That's cool.
I like that, too.
I think that's it. If I pull McDavid, I'll keep him. But, like, I have X-Factor Stamkos, but I'm not
those. Okay,
continue.
So I want to stop right here. So, like, the Larkin, Stamkos, Barzal, those three specifically, because they're so cheap to get to their X-Factor level, I think they are worth it. I would not keep investing. But because it doesn't, I don't even think they require power up collectibles.
They don't.
So, like, those ones, because they have over 90 skating, you could use those until.
He's really good. I like the Stamkos a lot with the gold 1T. I don't really know.
Is it worth doing the sets, the X Factor set or the power up sets? I was going to ask you guys that.
Power up icon, there is 92 icons. Okay, so for everyone that wants to spend 75 cards for a shot at Lemieux and Gretzky, because those are realistically the only ones that are even. I guess I don't say worth it, but, like, because there is some icons.
Even then, Gretzky's, like, not really, like,
Gretzky is always mediocre for me. I always have him every year on the God Squad, and Lemieux is by far better than him. But I get it. But you have to understand, guys, you're getting 3 out of a 92 pool. So you got to that is not good value. 75 cards, 1,000 coins each to get a shot. I got 382s. I don't know if you saw that. That TikTok got me, like, a bunch of views. I was like, all right, just not 82s. Like, a damn Boyle, Lee Arianov, and John McClare. I was like, oh, my God. So, All right, guys. I think that's gonna do it. Man, that was fun. New stuff. Yeah, watch this. Yeah, that was a full.
We should
action.
Just do these live.
I think so too, guys. If you're listening to this, we recorded it while I was doing my subathon, so my chat was here. I want to thank my chat for hanging with us while we're doing this live. I think we need to do these live. A lot more fun. Yeah. But
Sunday nights.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. So tomorrow we'll try, as long as the schedules work out with you guys, to do the hockey podcast, talk about the real.
Dude,
NHL.
I can't wait to talk about the shot props. It's all the best thing in my life right now.
I told my wife. She was like, "What are you doing on the way to the Ice Dogs game?" I was like, give me, I need like 10 minutes. While I'm walking there, I had to do 15 of those shot props, dude. I did all of them, and it paid off. So,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, Kesso is, this is not financial advice, but Kesso's
it's
got
not
something.
Because I said earlier, I'm going to lose money long term. I'm really trying out this shot prop thing this year.
It's worked so far.
I have the data feeding in from Natural Stat Trick. I'm looking at the shot props every day. We're up, if you know, eight and a half, 9 units so far. So
in 4 days.
Yeah, so I want to see how long. Highly likely I'll lose money, but it's fun. And I wanted to. My main thing is I want to document the full thing, because I don't believe anybody on Twitter that's like, they screenshot the ticket where they hit some crazy parlay. And
yep. Parlays so, are suckers.
Let's see. Yeah.
But all right, yeah, well, we'll try and record the Real Hockey Podcast tomorrow, and we'll get that up. So, guys, thank you for listening. Episode 50 of Coffee and Shell, and we'll see you guys on next episode. Have a good one.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.